Hello, this is Spellbinder with this news report from the finance world. Hey, guess what? California will default on its debt, says Chris Whalen. Whalen said municipal bonds have plummeted in recent days as investors have suddenly focused on huge state and city budget deficits that there's no easy way to fix. Nowhere has this collapse been more visible than California, which faces a massive $25 billion short for in red ink for as far as the eye can see, after years in which every looming financial crisis has been met with government bailout. You might think that the same solution awaits California as well as all the other states that have huge obligations that they can't afford to meet, but this time that may not happen, says Chris Whalen, a financial industry analyst and managing director of the Institutional Risk Analysis. In fact, Whalen thinks that California will default on its debt, hammering all the pension funds and other investors who have loaded up on apparently safe state bonds. That's right. It's getting that bad. It is not pretty what's going to happen. And this is what he says.
You may have thought, or at least hoped, that we were done with big bailouts, but perhaps you haven't looked across the country to California to see the massive budget hole there that is as far as the eye can see. Our guest today says it's going to be a big issue. Chris, what's going to happen with California? We're talking about a $25 billion deficit that's projected to continue for many years. It's going to be bailed out?
Well, I think they're going to default first. And then I think you're going to see some kind of a federal workaround, because obviously a default by a sovereign state within our federalist system is going to hurt the credit rating of the United States. I think there's no way to avoid that. But having said that, the federal government cannot force the states to take a bailout. They are sovereign. And in our system, we have this strange relationship between the states and their agency, the federal government, which ultimately has, I think, more economic power, more borrowing power than the states do. You know, most states have balanced budget amendments, so California is not the only problem here.
So let me stop there, though. So you're saying California is going to default on its debt?
Or they'll start issuing their own currency again. See, back in the 1840s, we saw this movie before. The state of California, a number of southern states, Ohio, were in default for years. We didn't have the California back then. And the point is that, you know, states are democracies. And when they are confronted with insoluble issues, as I think most states are today when it comes to spending and taxes, they're going to punt the first time. So I would not expect to see a resolution in California. If anything, I expect to see political gridlock.
But there are massive pension funds, not only in California, but across the United States that own California debt.
Yes.
You're saying, so what's going to happen? They're going to get IOUs again, and we're going to pretend
that's what happened last year. That's what happened last year.
And so how long can you continue that game?
Until people don't want to take the funny money anymore. Look, the basic problem is revenue versus obligations. We have this at the federal level. We have it at the state level. I think eventually the debt will have to be haircut, and pension obligations are going to have to be repudiated. Unfortunately, you know, this gets people very angry, but you have to remember that the reason we had labor peace in this country for 40 years after World War II is because the unions got what they wanted at the negotiating table, especially with benefits. Nobody ever asked if they could fund them. This has to do with the auto industry. Most of the unions have now been through a bankruptcy. Ford is the last Mohican standing, but I suspect the industry will give Ford the same terms eventually because they want them to survive. The towns are no different. They all have defined benefit pension plans that they can't fund, especially with the red, you know, zero interest rate policy by the Fed. So when you look at the totality of the obligations and the revenues available to fund them, I think obviously we have to haircut these things.
And so if we've learned one thing over the last few years, though, it's that the government will come rushing in and bail out anything to stave that off. You don't think that'll happen this time?
Well, they'll try. You know, it's a question of whether the markets will fund it, and whether there's any credibility left on the part of our government officials. That's the real issue. See, what we've seen since the crisis is politicians taking the sovereign credit rating and throwing it at a private sector problem, or throwing it at, say, a state in the U.S., member of the EU, Ireland, that sort of thing, and hoping that that in and of itself is going to fix it. But they don't want to restructure. It's the restructuring that actually enables you to buy time. If you don't restructure first, then you're wasting your time, and you're wasting all of our time. I think that the public's willingness and their patience to hear any more of this from politicians is about done. And I don't think the Republican Congress is going to sign on for a bailout of California.
So is this the first of many states that have this problem?
Yes, sir. If there's even a hint of a bailout, you're going to have Illinois, New York, several other states right behind California. So this is not just a California issue. This is a federalist crisis for the United States. Because what would the quid pro quo be if the states are bailed out by the federal government? I suspect they would lose a lot of their sovereignty. So I don't think most state legislatures would go for a bailout. I think they'd rather default and force their creditors to come to the table and talk. This is, I think, inevitable. And it's constructive. Because once we get that out of the way, then we can start to manage our economy.
So, as you can see, it looks like, again, California, with the people they got put into their government, has screwed everything up over the years, and now it's insolvent into itself, and they're going to go bankrupt. Looks like California better get out there and start mining itself some silver and printing its own money, because that's the only way it's going to get itself out and sell the money off to the government for exchange. And we best not let New York and the rest of the states, unless they're going to go out and try to mine something out of their ground too, because it's not going to work with them. I think they should be treated just like the banks. Too big to fail, let them fall. They shouldn't have got themselves in this trouble to begin with. California has been putting itself into a deficit for many, many years, and now it's finally coming home to roost. I hope they're happy with themselves, and they're going to expect somebody to bail them out. Well, until next time, it's a Spellbinder with this very depressing news from these crazies in California. Which don't put some different, which don't put independents in California, which just put more Democrats back in there. Same people that started the problem to begin with, which just put them back in there and let them continue it until they totally destroy the state of California. I'd be moving out of California if I was there. I wouldn't want to be in that state at all. Every state around them are doing better than they are. Well, that's it. This is all I have for the financial world. I'll be talking to you all later. This is my report for today. Good day.